This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation in the midst of a great and very significant political campaign coming up. It's actually literally just a matter of some weeks from now. In November of 2022, we are going to choose 435 new members of the House, most of them probably reelected old members of the House, but big chance of Republicans taking over that legislative body. And the Senate is up for grabs. It is tied right now, 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats. Which way will it go? And looming behind everything, the possibility of a Trump comeback in a presidential election. That's the subject, among many others, of the new book by Dick Morris, who is one of the most celebrated and controversial political advisors, pundits, analysts, gurus out there, who at one point was a crucial member of the staff for the Clintons, for Bill Clinton, a little bit less so for Hillary Clinton, who he never got along with as well. And he is now, and been for more than a decade, a committed Republican and a strong supporter of President Trump. The new book, The Return, it is subtitled Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Usually, Dick, when you use the term comeback, it means you've come back from exile or being out of the public eye. Trump really has never quite gone away, has he?
No, he hasn't. He's hard to go away. But I believe that Trump will be the 45th, will be not only the 45th, but the 47th president of the United States. I'm quite certain that he'll run. We've been talking for months and months about it. And I believe he'll win the nomination. I think he'll win the election. The purpose of my book, first of all, is to discuss the work that I did with Trump in 2020, which was secret at the time and has not been really discussed until now. And I wanted to lay it out because I think people would be interested in seeing how he reacted to the riots, to his own COVID battle, to all of the events of that time. But the more important purpose is to lay out what Trump will do differently in 24 in order to win, what his plan for victory is. And he wanted me to write this because he's not somebody who conceals his moves. He likes people to know what he's doing and why he's doing it. So the first point that I make in the book is we feel that we have a foolproof way of stopping election fraud in this cycle. There is a case now on appeal to the Supreme Court. And it's on appeal because four judges have said they want to hear it, which probably means that all six conservatives will vote for it, in a case called Moore v. Harper. And this case is so important. It'll rank with Roe v. Wade and Brown v. Board of Ed as a key case in Supreme Court history, because it says that governors and secretaries of state and state courts have no role whatever to play in federal elections for Congress or for the Senate or for president, that the entire governance of those races is delegated to the state legislatures by the Constitution. The Constitution says the place, manner, and times of electing members of the House and the Senate shall be determined by the state legislatures. And that's been interpreted over the years to say by the states, which means the governor and everybody else. But the court now is probably going to say, no, not the states, the legislatures. And there are now five swing states where the Republicans control the legislature, but the Democrats have the governor. And where sweeping election reforms have passed, prohibiting drop boxes, demanding photo ID and such. But where the Democratic governors have vetoed the bill. They are Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. And now, if this decision goes through, which I think it will, it means that those governors will have to stand by impotent while the state legislatures craft the rules for the election, which means that drop boxes and no-excuse absentee voting will all be knocked out, and people will have to have photo ID to vote. And that's just historic. I think that that alone gives Trump an enormously better chance of winning the election.
Okay, you're assuming, I take it, because most of those states you mentioned do not have gubernatorial, like Michigan does. Of course, Gretchen Whitmer is up for re-election. And,
well, most of those states, the governors are up. But I'm saying that even if the Democrats keep Whitmer there and keep the governorship in Wisconsin and keep the governorship in North Carolina, that it won't matter because they can't stop these election reform bills from passing.
Okay, and in terms of these election reform bills, do you really think that this is the kind of issue that is going to empower an enthusiastic return for President Trump? That that this is going to be a major focus of his campaign after he announces for president?
Well, no, it'll be a backdrop. It'll be something that will be achieved without his doing it. The court will rule it. But it's very important because a lot of people say, hey, what's the good of working for Trump? Because they'll just steal the election again. And this is a law that will make that impossible.
Okay, and when do they hear oral arguments on this case?
In the fall term. So we'll probably get a decision. Yeah, probably get a decision early next year. But there are two or three other key points that I make in the book. That Trump has taken away from the Democrats, young people, and Latinos, the absolute base of the Democratic Party. Latinos have been shifting to the Republicans massively. And it goes back to the demonstrations of the summer of 2020 and conversations I had with the president during that period. He said, you know, we already can count on the support of a lot of the blue-collar people in the country that the Democrats always dismissed. But this issue, he said, I think is going to reach the Latino and Hispanic voters. He said, these are people who chose to be American. They came here sometimes on a raft over the ocean. And they've seen what socialism has done to their old countries, Venezuela, Mexico, Cuba, a lot of them, and they're determined not to let it happen here. So, in effect, patriotism became the key issue to bring back the Latino vote. The Democrats have always thought that immigration was the key issue, and that opposing the wall, opposing deportations, letting people in, was the key to winning Latino support. And Trump said, no, the key to winning Latino support for the people who are already here is patriotism and holding up American values. And that's something that I think the political commentators have missed, but it's one of the key facts of this election. Trump carried 36% of Hispanics last time. The polling now has him over 50. And the second
I don't think you're right about that that 36% figure, at least according to most of the standard exit polls, which show that it was definitely up, and it was up to 27, some polls say 29%, some polls say. But again, do you believe that we are going to be coming back? I also want to speak to you about what you anticipate, since you anticipate the big 2024 comeback of Donald Trump, whether you also anticipate, which I believe you do, that there would be a comeback of Hillary Clinton for the Democratic Party, and if not her, who are the Democrats likely to select? We'll continue the conversation with Dick Morris. He's the author of a new book entitled The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. And we'll be continuing the conversation with Dick Morris coming right up. We'll be right back. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, Dick Morris has written a new book called The Return, and subtitled Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Dick Morris has written, a dozen books, and did one, which you knew that I was going to remind you of, Dick. Your book about Condi versus Hillary. You were predicting that there would be an epic struggle between Hillary Clinton and Condoleezza Rice back in 2008. Didn't work out that way.
Well, that was more wish list than a firm prediction. I was trying to get Condi to run.
Right.
I was making the case that a genuine record of female achievement as opposed to one borrowed from your husband was what Americans were looking for.
But what about this time?
Armageddon, this, how Trump can defeat Hillary, which I can't.
Well, you have all. You also have here. You also have Here Come the Black Helicopters, which is my least favorite of your previous books. But
No. Here Come the Black Helicopters, Mike, is an important book because it talks about how the global movement for sovereignty is stripping America of its national prerogatives, and that is the real threat to our freedom. But let's go on.
Okay, by all means, let's go on. Hillary Clinton, is she also poised for a big return?
Yes, I think her return is almost inevitable. I think what's going to happen is that the Democrats will go to Biden after they get wiped out in the 2022 election. And we'll say, come on, you have to not run again. You have to announce that you're not running. We can't put you at the top of the ticket because we'll just get massacred again. And he'll have to listen to them, and he'll have to announce that he's not running. Otherwise, he could face removal under the 25th Amendment, but they won't do that. They'll just get him to pull out. And once he pulls out, Harris will be unable to sustain a front-runner status, so polling isn't any good. And she probably, too, will eventually pull out again, like she did last time. And that will open the floodgates for a Democratic primary. And in my book, I point out that the Democratic electorate has moved incredibly to the left, and that the Bernie Sanders at that point would probably become the front runner. And the Democrats in 2016 went hat in hand to Hillary in panic, saying, please save us from Sanders. And that was how she justified her candidacy. And I think that is going to replay. Let me just note, Mike, that there's a historical phenomenon, which is that whenever a liberal party loses, the left party loses, it moves further to the left. It doesn't move to the center. After Carter lost to Reagan, the next two Democratic candidates were Mondale and Dukakis before they got sanity and nominated Clinton. And when Thatcher defeated Callahan, the next two Labor candidates were Kinnock and Foote before they got sanity and went to Blair. And I think that leftward drift in the Democratic electorate is making itself manifest in the early primaries of 2020. And I think that it's going to culminate in a Hillary versus Sanders fight. And it might not be Hillary.
Let me ask you one thing, because this, in what I've seen of your book, what I've read of your book so far, you seem to be ignoring what I think is one of the biggest issues for this upcoming election, and it's something that works against Trump. It's something that works against Hillary a lot, which is the issue of age. Given the fact that there is so much consciousness that the President of the United States at the moment, at age 79. Is handicapped by his advanced age. Don't you think there's a tremendous appetite on all sides of all ideologies for a different generation, for a younger, non-baby boomer candidate?
That's one of the reasons why I write in the book that I think AOC will offer Hillary a very serious contest for the nomination. I think she's going to eclipse Bernie Sanders for exactly the reason you're spelling out. As to Trump, he is so vigorous and so active in these rallies in his pursuit of career that I think that most people are confident that he's going to be a strong, effective chief executive rather than the frail, hobbled one we have now. But that's a good point. Should Trump falter, I think that could happen. But he'd have to falter because he's been so obviously on top of his game.
Uh-huh. And you think he's been out on top of his game in terms of responding to the hearings that have gone on in the country? Do you think his response has been effective?
Yeah. I think those hearings are so totally phony from beginning to end. They claim that Trump is somehow responsible for a riot when he told people to go home peacefully. And all he did that they're objecting to is restated his opinion that the election was stolen. And he's entitled to his opinion.
Let me ask you this, because you speak to the president, and I appreciate the ability to ask you. When President Trump said, and he mentioned it five times in his speech at the Ellipse. He wanted people to march up to the Capitol, and he would march with them. It was his intention to march with them. What was he expecting to happen when they arrived at the Capitol?
He was expecting a demonstration like every other one in Washington, like the March on Washington in 63, or any of the peace marches, or any of the anti-Vietnam War stuff. He expected a march on the Capitol. And they'd come to the Capitol, they'd holler and hoot and yell and have their banners, and then they'd go home.
But
and,
what was he going to do? I mean, he clearly, we now know, he said he was planning to march with them, and the evidence is of Secret Service people now that he wanted to go up there. What was he going to do?
Yeah. Well, sure, he wanted to talk to them and explain to them why the election was stolen.
How he had just done that in the Ellipse for over an hour, right?
Yeah, well, he's going to do that over and over and over again. He's Donald Trump. But to say that because he wanted his supporters to demonstrate and to speak out against this outrage, that he was in insurrection against the government is absurd. It's so totally ridiculous it doesn't deserve a response. And these insurrections
were
unarmed.
There was, you think that the entire riot on the Capitol was fake, or that someone else was responsible, that it was an Antifa false flag, anything like that?
No, not at all. I think that it was a genuine riot, and I think that the mob got out of hand, which is not Trump's fault, and was a massive demonstration. Not much damage was done. Nobody except some of the demonstrators who went crazy were killed, and I don't think it was a big deal. And I think that Trump, and I certainly don't think it was an insurrection. And to blame the president when he said, go home, that's a quote. And he said, well, you know, peacefully go home.
He said that only after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, after the riot had already been flourishing for 187 minutes. Dick, I appreciate your coming on the show. The book is called The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. How is that going? There are actually a number of people, conservatives, who are saying that Trump is having a rough summer. Why? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free because of the Biden administration.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, this is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now trying to say that two negative quarters of economic growth is not a technical definition of a recession. New economic numbers are set to be released Thursday. President Biden is pushing the Senate and House to pass a bill aimed at boosting computer chip production in the United States. The president meeting with CEOs and labor union leaders remotely at the White House. Biden adding that a Made in America stamp should be on semiconductors. The bill is currently before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, there is a piece on Reason.com that is the libertarian, not Libertarian Party, but the Libertarian Philosophy magazine that it has all kinds of interesting stuff on it all the time. But they show, once again, if we need it, they highlight another public opinion study that shows that Americans are deeply disillusioned with our government and the way our country is going and the way it is governed. Headline, most Americans think government is corrupt. A third say armed revolution may be necessary soon. Another sign of growing discontent in America, a new poll from the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics finds a majority of Americans think the government is corrupt and stacked against them. To probably no one's surprise, 73% of poll respondents who identify as strong Republican agreed with the statement that the government is corrupt and rigged against everyday people like me. But Republicans are far from alone in this sentiment. 51% of very liberal voters agreed with the same statement. The survey of 1,000 registered voters found that a significant number of people expected extreme measures may be necessary to protect against government overreach. 28% of respondents agreed with the statement that it may be necessary at some point soon. Soon is a key word. For citizens to take up arms against the government. 36% of Republicans, 35% of independents, 20% of Democrats agreed. That's extraordinary. What would it mean? What would it look like to take up arms against the government? 1-800-955-1776. While some have portrayed this as a sign of increasing polarization or extremism, well, it is a sign of increasing polarization or extremism. When you're talking about taking up arms against your government, you're suspicion and hatred and distrust of the government, and this is coming from the left and from the right and from the center. There are substantial segments of even people who identify as strong Democrats, 20% think that taking up arms may be necessary. That's so much for the idea that strong Democrats want to have all guns confiscated. They don't. And the proof is that there are one-fifth of them that think we need to have those guns to take up arms against the government. The commentary in Reason says, while some have portrayed this as a sign of increasing polarization or extremism, I think it's the kind of poll question that makes for dramatic results but doesn't really tell us much. Agreeing that armed revolution may or may not be necessary at some unspecified point in the future doesn't mean that you think it's terribly likely to be necessary. One interesting finding is that people across the board believe that their political opponents might agree with them if they were better informed. Asked about people who you disagree with on political issues, half said that the root of the problem is that these people are misinformed because of where they get their information. 51% of Republicans, 52% of Democrats, and 37% of independents believed this. In other words, if you're a conservative, then a majority of people on the Democratic side think you might be okay if you didn't spend so much time listening to talk radio or watching Fox News. And people on the Republican side feel that same situation back. That's one of the reasons, it seems to me, that the hearings are more important than most people recognize. There has been some reduction in support for Trump and for his new campaign, and particularly people who say they have watched a good deal of the hearings are about four times less likely to favor a return of Trump to the White House. That's partially because who's going to be watching the hearings? People who love Trump probably aren't going to be watching it. But Brett Baer of Fox News had some smart things to say about the long-term impact of the hearings for Trump's political future. Listen.
Laying out all of these 187 minutes makes him look horrific. It really does. And it's for everybody to see. And the president's inaction and the vice president's action getting on the phone is very telling. And that's the most powerful part about it. All of these people who've been testifying at one point or another wanted Trump to win. They served under his leadership. They wanted him to be a success. Even the Arizona House Speaker said he was a huge Trump guy. But now he's not, and now he's facing a backlash from Trump supporters in Arizona.
Okay, and he made the point, I think it's having an effect, and his decision-making of whether he's running or when he announces may tie somehow to this January 6th committee and its actions, concluded Baer. They're done for the summer, and they're planning to come back in September. I think it's a complete distraction and a waste of time and a mistake to try to go after Ginny Thomas, the wife of Justice Thomas, which was discussed over the weekend. I don't think that's going to help focus on this at all. Nor is it particularly helpful to the United States to heckle people you disagree with, which people on the left are very well known for. Jill Biden went into an ice cream parlor in New Haven, Connecticut, home of Yale University, and she got heckled by people as she was trying to get an ice cream cone. And this is the way it sounded with the First Lady getting ice cream.
Your husband's the worst president we've ever had. You owe us gas money. You owe us gas money.
Okay, and that's in New Haven, Connecticut, which is a very heavily Democratic city. represented by Rosa DeLauro in the House of Representatives of the United States. And again, Jill Biden, like anybody else in the position of First Lady, has to at some time feel it when your husband is sinking in popularity. And Joe, even though everybody wishes they have a speedy recovery from COVID, etc., sinking in popularity. And in fact, Newt Gingrich had this to say, and this was in conversation with Bret Baier. Bret Baier asked him, "You've been in politics for a long time. Democrats in some states around the country are funding more right-leaning candidates, thinking it's going to be easier for them. They did it in Maryland, Pennsylvania. They failed in Colorado. This can whip around them." Gingrich says, "It's a huge risk. You're faced with an American tsunami, not a Republican tsunami, an American tsunami. You saw some of it just now, 38% increase in New York City in the last year. People are going to go out, look at their gas tank, look at their grocery store, and I guess the Republicans are going to pick up probably 5 or 6 Senate seats," he says, "somewhere between 40 and 70 House seats. It won't be obvious until October, and in October will come crashing down. The Democrats are helping nominate the people they least want to see in office. It's crazy." There's more about that, particularly the situation in Maryland. And is Newt overly optimistic? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show, the GOP mega donor, Peter Thiel, just sent an additional $1.5 million donation to a super PAC supporting former Thiel Capital executive, Blake Masters. Blake Masters is the Trump-supported candidate in a very spirited campaign for the U.S. Senate in Arizona. It is unclear who is going to win. Blake Masters, at the moment, a bit ahead. So far this cycle, Thiel, this is Peter Thiel, Silicon Valley billionaire, has invested more than $15 million supporting Masters ahead of the August 2nd primary. That coming right up. And meanwhile, this report from Ohio, it says Republicans are raising the alarm on author J.D. Vance's lackluster campaign. National and state GOP officials are saying Vance isn't out there pounding the pavement in Ohio, and some arenas aren't even getting callbacks from him or his campaign to discuss how they can help. Longtime Youngstown radio host Ron Verb said that it's code red, and I think he's running the worst campaign that you could possibly run. And he's running against a relatively moderate Democrat named Tim Ryan, and particularly because J.D. Vance has taken such a strong anti-Ukraine position, I think in a state like Ohio with a large Hungarian-American and Ukrainian-American population, that may not be the right strategy. In Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker, the Democrat, who is also flirting, apparently, with the idea of a presidential campaign, is running ahead, but not running away with the governorship. He's running against a very conservative, stolen election Republican state senator, Darren Bailey, who won the primary there in Illinois with Democratic help. It was one of those phenomena like we had most spectacularly in Maryland, where the Democrats have raised so much money in this election, and they have outraised the Republicans, and the Republicans have raised a lot, but it's a very expensive election for midterm election. And the Democrats have put literally millions of dollars into picking a Republican candidate they think is a sure loser and running ads for him in the primary. So that he actually wins the primary, the Democrats think that'll be easy to beat. And what Newt Gingrich was saying before, and I think Newt is right about that, which is, you don't know. Sometimes a candidate you think would be easy to beat, there are a lot of Democrats who were rooting for Donald Trump to win the Republican nomination in 2016 because they thought he would be easy to beat. Well, turns out he wasn't. He won that election. That's 2016. On Friday, former TV newscaster Carrie Lake was locked out of her Twitter account after posing private information on the platform stemming from a tweet attempting to, quote, expose, unquote, her fellow GOP primary challenger, the former State Board of Regents Secretary Karen Taylor Robson. This was Karen Taylor Robson is the candidate that is supported by Mike Pence, and he actually came to Arizona on Friday to campaign for Karen Taylor Robson to do a rally with her. At the same time, Pence was doing a rally for Kerry Lake, the TV newscaster, who was his favored candidate. There's a big piece in the Washington Post, and I was actually stunned at how positive it was, because it's about a very conservative Republican. That Republican is named Mike Pence. And it says, in the 18 months since the two men split, meaning Pence and his former boss, Donald Trump, Pence's flipped a switch, returning to the path he was on before he began praising Trump in their private chats on the golf course. Pence wants everyone to know that he is once again his own man, and his team is looking to reintroduce him ahead of a possible 2024 presidential bid. Advisors and allies say they think Pence is likely to run and insist he will not base his decision on whether Trump chooses to run again. There's little evidence of broad appeal for Pence among Republican voters, and most GOP election strategists see him as a long shot for the nomination. After dining with House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy at a Tuesday fundraiser, Pence received an ovation Wednesday from about 50 of his former House colleagues on the Republican Study Committee for refusing to interrupt certification of President Biden's victory on January 6th, as Trump had demanded. At one point, there's Sarah Longwell, who's a Republican advisor, is not pro-Trump. But she says, why wouldn't a MAGA voter choose Pence? That presupposes it's somehow about policy and not culture, warrior, combative grievance stuff. Why do they like DeSantis? Because he fights. Mike Pence, of course, does not come across as a fighter. He more lives up to the line that President Reagan used so effectively. He used to say, I'm a conservative, but I'm not angry about it. Pence is now aggressively working to build out a team. He has about a dozen aides at his Washington office with a budget of $20 million for his nonprofit group that he has raised this year and to be ready for a possible announcement for president in the spring, March or April. He is writing two books at the moment that could anchor his next campaign, a memoir of his life due out this fall, and a book about his faith journey, aimed at the evangelical voters, such as those he addressed Wednesday night. Pence's new nonprofit, which is called Advancing American Freedom, has been planning retreats with donors in the Mountain West last year in Wyoming and this fall in Montana. The board is stacked with social conservative and evangelical leaders. It's introducing people to who Mike Pence always has been, said Mark Short, Pence's top advisor. If he were to run, he may not be the biggest celebrity, but if we're going to go back to a principled conservative who represents the things we stand for, then there's no one better than Mike. Is he got a lock on the nomination? No, hardly. He's a long shot, as they say here. But it is worthwhile that they're giving him this kind of attention. It says that he is in many ways challenged by being perceived as either too close to Donald Trump by anti-Trump voters or not close enough to Trump by Trump supporters. And it creates something of a rock and a hard place political positioning, says Whit Ayers, Republican pollster. Pence's team has watched closely as polls have shown Trump's hold on the party waning,
With more Republicans looking for other candidates and fewer Republicans supporting a 2024 run by the former president. One Pence confidant jokes that the Trump is the 800-pound gorilla in Republican politics is now maybe 700 pounds. There is growing optimism in his camp that Pence's reemergence as his own person, seemingly unaffected by the supplication of his White House years, has helped to open a space in the party to at least envision a post-Trump future. The thing about Mike Pence is that you can't deny him at least some credit for the things about Trump that you give credit for. Some of the successes in foreign policy regarding Israel and the rest of the Middle East. Trump, which was actually a Paul Ryan tax cut that was passed his first year as president. I'm bullish that there is a lane, and I've been vocal that I think Republicans need to challenge Trump, said Alyssa Farah, a former aide to both Pence and Trump at the White House. Coming out of the January 6th hearings, Pence is showing he was a principled person in the room who put his country first, and he's also the principled Republican backing incumbents across the country rather than dividing the party. So Mike Pence may be another side of a big comeback, aside from the big comeback Dick Morris was talking about for President Trump. We will talk with Andy McCarthy about the latest from the January 6th hearings, the conviction of Steve Bannon. Does that mean anything, or does he get even more popular as a victim? And the future of the legal case and legal implications about the so-called big steal. That and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.